Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. This Isn't Working for Me by Eileen S. Cohen and Rika D. Richardson is a practical relationship guide written by two licensed marriage and family therapists. It focuses on a common modern dilemma, even the relationships we value most. With partners, friends, family members, and colleagues can feel exhausting, confusing, or stuck in the same fights. Rather than treating conflict as a sign of failure, the book frames relationship trouble as a signal that patterns, expectations, and communication habits need attention. The authors aim to help readers understand why connection can feel so hard, especially when old triggers and misunderstandings repeatedly hijack good intentions. With a tone that is direct but compassionate, the book encourages readers to step out of cycles of hurt feelings and reactive behavior and toward more authentic and intentional ways of relating. Its purpose is not only to improve how people interact with others, but also to strengthen the self that shows up inside every relationship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why good relationships can still feel so hard. A central idea in the book is that difficulty is not limited to obviously toxic or distant relationships. Even close bonds can become unduly challenging when day-to-day stress, mismatched expectations, and unresolved sensitivities collide. The authors describe how people can sincerely want harmony yet find themselves pulled into recurring dynamics that feel bigger than the immediate issue. Small moments can trigger disproportionate reactions, not because someone is irrational, but because relational history and personal meaning are being activated. This helps explain why the same argument can repeat for years with different partners, friends, or family members. By normalizing that struggle, the book reduces shame and defensiveness, two forces that often block change. It invites readers to pause and ask what is really happening beneath the surface. What does this interaction mean to me? What fear is getting touched? And what story am I telling about the other person? This framing shifts the goal from winning a conflict to understanding the pattern so it can be changed. Secondly, breaking cycles of misunderstandings and hurt feelings. The book emphasizes how relationship pain often comes from repetitive cycles rather than isolated incidents. A familiar loop can look like this: one person feels dismissed, reacts sharply, the other person feels attacked, withdraws, or counterattacks, and both leave the interaction more convinced they are not safe with each other. Over time, these loops create a climate where people brace for disappointment and interpret neutral behavior as proof of bad intent. Cohen and Richardson focus on recognizing these cycles early, before they escalate into dramatic standoffs or quiet resentment. The practical value is learning to separate the pattern from the person, so the relationship becomes a shared problem to work on instead of a courtroom where fault must be assigned. The authors also highlight how triggering interactions can make people want to be done with others, because repeated hurt feels like evidence that nothing will change. By bringing attention to the sequence of events and emotional triggers, the book supports a more deliberate response: slow down, identify what is being misunderstood, and choose a different move that interrupts the loop. Thirdly, intentional living as a relationship skill. A distinguishing theme is the link between intentional living and healthier relationships. The authors suggest that fulfilling connection is rarely accidental. It is built through choices about how we speak, what we tolerate, what we ask for, and how we repair after conflict. Living intentionally means acting from values rather than from momentary defensiveness, people-pleasing, or fear of abandonment. This matters because many relational struggles are fueled by automatic behaviors that once helped someone cope but now undermine closeness. In an intentional stance, a reader learns to clarify what they want their relationships to be like, then align everyday actions with that vision. The book also encourages authenticity, not as blunt honesty, but as a grounded way of showing up that reduces mixed signals and hidden resentments. When people are clearer about their needs and boundaries, interactions become less charged and more workable. This approach positions relationship improvement as part of personal development. The more deliberate and self-aware you become, the more consistently you can create connection that feels stable, respectful, and real. Fourthly, strengthening the self while improving connection. Cohen and Richardson present self-growth as inseparable from relationship growth. Many people try to fix relationships by changing the other person or by perfecting communication techniques, yet remain stuck because their sense of self is shaky under pressure. The book underscores the importance of building a stronger internal foundation so that feedback, conflict, or disappointment does not instantly become a threat to identity or worth. This includes noticing tendencies that can distort relationships, such as chronic people-pleasing, over-functioning, or taking responsibility for everyone else's feelings. When the self is more stable, it becomes easier to tolerate discomfort, stay present, and negotiate differences without collapsing into appeasement or escalation. The authors also connect this to authenticity. A strong sense of self allows a person to be honest about what works and what does not, without excessive guilt or fear. The practical promise is not perfection, but resilience. Readers are invited to become the kind of person who can engage conflict thoughtfully, maintain self-respect, and still remain open to closeness and repair. Lastly, applying the approach across partners, family, friends, and work, the book is positioned as useful for every major relationship category, not only romantic partnerships. That breadth matters, because the same emotional patterns often show up in different settings. Conflict avoidance with family can mirror avoidance with a manager, and people-pleasing with friends can resemble over-accommodating in a marriage. By addressing partners, friends, family, and colleagues, the authors emphasize transferable skills, identifying triggers, clarifying expectations, communicating more intentionally, and deciding what a fulfilling relationship looks like in each context. The book also helps readers consider how their family of origin experiences shape current reactions without turning the process into blame. Instead, the goal is insight that leads to choice. For professional relationships, the same principles can support healthier boundaries and reduce chronic misunderstanding. For family relationships, they can create room for more adult-to-adult interaction rather than replaying old roles. Across all contexts, the authors encourage readers to stop accepting constant drama as normal and to take practical steps toward connections that feel more respectful, authentic, and sustainable. In conclusion, This Isn't Working for Me is best suited for readers who feel trapped in repeating relationship patterns and want a clear, therapist-informed path to change. It can help people who are close to cutting someone off, as well as those who simply want to communicate with less defensiveness and more intention. The practical benefit is learning to recognize relational cycles early, understand what triggers them, and choose responses that move interactions toward repair rather than escalation. The intellectual benefit is a reframing of relationship difficulty instead of proof that something is broken beyond repair. Struggle becomes a clue to where growth is needed in both the bond and the self. The book stands out in the crowded relationship category by applying the same core framework to romantic, family, friendship, and workplace relationships, reinforcing that connection skills are life skills. It also highlights authenticity and intentional living as central mechanisms, not optional extras, which will resonate with readers who suspect their current habits are mismatched with the kind of life they want. For anyone ready to do honest personal work in service of healthier relationships, it offers a grounded starting point. If you would like to support Eileen S. Cohen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.